Hachette Audio presents So Help Me Golf, Why We Love the Game. Written and read by Rick Riley. I'd play every day if I could. It's cheaper than a shrink. Brent Musburger. Kid. When I was one, my family was staying at a mountain cabin in Evergreen, Colorado. Apparently, my dad had hit a rough patch with work and we had no place to live, so we stayed in my grandfather's vacation cabin until things turned around. One day, the radio said a crazed killer had escaped prison. That's the way my brother, John, always told the story later, a crazed killer. He said Mom locked all the doors and windows, gathered all the knives from the kitchen, got a big pot of water boiling, and stuck the knives in. My older sister cocked her head at her and finally asked, "Why are you boiling water, Mom?" "Well, honey," Mom said, "if we're going to stab the man, we don't want him to get an infection, do we?" Very thoughtful, my mom. That's about when my dad came back from the car with his weapon of choice, the three-wood from his golf bag. The crazed killer never came, but golf became something I grew to fear more than any knife. That's because my dad wasn't just an avid golfer, he was an avid drunk. You knew when he went off in the morning to play golf, he was going to come home drunk and mean. When he opened the door, we kids scattered. My mom should have too. He'd yell at her, she'd yell at him, he'd get rough. One time he broke her nose. Late one night when I was about 9, he was yelling at her, and I got in between to try and protect her. He didn't see me, and our feet got tangled, and he fell right on top of me. He and I almost never even touched, and now, horribly, all his full-grown man, 180 pounds, were on top of me, all hot, boozy breath and aqua velva and cigarettes. I vaguely remember my mother screaming and me crying and him laughing because he was too drunk to get up. I remember running to my room and shoving the dresser up to the door to keep him out. Whatever golf was doing to him, I hated it. If he was really drunk, he'd forget to take off his spikes, and you could hear them clicking on the sidewalk leading to the door. That spikes on concrete sound still makes me a little queasy. One day when he was out playing golf, Mom gathered us around and told us how to defend ourselves if he ever came at us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?